Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And we have an amazing guest here, of course. Every Wednesday, first hour, is Lowell Ponte. And, of course, Lowell's got a couple of websites, and he's a major writer with Craig Smith, who's on Neil Cavuto's show, Fox Business. Can you give us some information about your other websites, Lowell, and also the book? We might as well start off right now. There's the seventh in a series of books you've written with Craig. What's the name of this book? And how? And it's totally free, including postage paid and everything. If you went on Amazon, you had to pay over $20 to buy the book. What's the title and how did they obtain it?
Well, the title is Money, Morality, and the Machine. The machine being in part the very thing Eisenhower referred to when he stepped down the military-industrial complex that now has a lot of other elements mixed into it. The military was actually pushed to second place by the financial industry 10 years or so ago. And since then, we've basically been a controlled society. But lots of things to talk about today. Needless to say, happy tax week to you. Barbara Bush, the wife of George H.W. Bush, the man who taught us the word New World Order, the mother of his son, President George W. Bush, certainly a successful woman in that regard. And the good news is, as so often has been said, but nobody seems to be talking about now, she will live on for a fair amount of time because she has a permanent memorial. That is, George H.W. Bush put her picture on the front of the $1 bill.
Oh, really?
Well, look at her picture and then look at the $1 bill.
Well, I have something to throw out there, and again, I'm the kind of guy that's socially so inappropriate. I put a 12-pound white rat with writing on the side of it in blood on the dinner table if I want to really shock my guests. So I'm going to shock people out there. Even if you're a Republican supporter, George W. Bush and George H. Bush, his father, who's the son of Barbara Bush, there's a great deal of evidence, and you can Google this yourself and find out that her father was a very dark character in the satanic realm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Nope. Tell me about it.
Well, I'll give you some clues and see if you can figure out the name. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. Sir Aleister Crowley. Apparently there's a ton of evidence. Their actual biological father was Sir Aleister Crowley.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't surprise me when the house at the Bohemian Grove for the Bush family is the Hillbillies, and in fact, they're directly collaborating with Bill Clinton, because he considers George Bush Sr., H. Bush, told George Bush Jr. that Bill Clinton is his, quote, brother from another mother. And we have to understand how the satanic elite are truly satanic. People try to say, oh, that's just kind of like conspiracy theory. No. You have to understand is that the highest levels of all the governments on Earth are high-level secret orders of whatever name you want to call it, whether it's a Buddhist or Christian or so-called communist. They're all in the secret orders. And these secret orders are tied at the very top.
That also explain why the Bush family, that is George and Barbara, virtually adopted Bill Clinton
right.
and Hillary as their children, because they share that kind of cultural, political view.
Right, and you got to understand they're part of the we call the sacred families that actually run the world. If you look at the number of families, it's probably altogether less than 200 people run basically more than 50% of the assets of the entire planet. Whether it's Russia, China, or wherever it is, and whatever label you put on the outside of it to give it a religious tilt. That's why at a high-level secret order, you can swear in any Bible. It doesn't matter, any holy book. It doesn't matter if it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Talmud of Babylon, the Zephyr Zira. It doesn't matter what holy book, as long as it's considered holy by somebody.
And by the way, we're talking about new assets as well. For example, 40% or more of all Bitcoin in the world are owned by just a tiny handful of people, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Bitcoin is not going to save you, boys and girls.
No. No. Well, Bitcoin isn't. There will be some form of cryptocurrencies that are fighting against what's called the rise of what's called the e-currency. Now, people need to realize they're not the same. 5 years ago, Janet Yellen said that she's wanted to have the e-currency of the Fed coin, so it wouldn't have to have the cost of printing money. People don't realize it's not just a matter of cutting out the cost. It means all your money is in their divots and their supercomputers. It's not in your mattress. It's not in your safety deposit box in the form of cash. It's not in your pocket. It's the electronic divots in their system. And they want to tie it to biometrics and an e-currency where they can track you in a virtual world called the Virtual World Project, which I took care of the employees for a number of years. And the central note of which is that Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base, the head of U.S. Military Space Command, and the Virtual World Project Major Final Node. So people have to understand that system has been built over many decades. It's not a new thing. As part of an overall project that George Bush Sr. finished, the actual culmination of all these intel agencies being linked together, which is part of the reason why they had to follow the Soviet Union. It was a financial ploy to collapse them. It was actually internally connected to passing over power to oligarchs, just like the passing of power over to the PLA members was part of the secret orders inside China. People need to know that. Without secret orders making backroom deals, none of these geopolitical things on the surface would happen, would they?
No, absolutely not.
Well, right, that's why whether it's George Bush or we have Donald Trump, who's a high-level Scottish Rite Freemason. Now, I don't know what the heck is consuming him, or whether he's got personal threats, or he's worried about Stormy Daniels, or his lawyer Cohen. But we now have Peter Ward, and you saw the interview yourself on Tucker Carlson, and he was a former Syrian ambassador from the UK who speaks Syrian and supports Assad, and he said, look, the OPCW were delayed, by the way, by the bombing, perfect timing by America, France, and Britain. When they got there to Douma, there was actual attacks on the final, you know, little final rest of these terrorists fighting against the Assad government. It was literally typical bombing. They had smoke inhalation from bombs striking the ground. There was no evidence of chemicals, and they even had the names of the doctors at Douma Hospital said the White Hats, which are jihadi terrorists supported by British GCHQ and our CIA, rushed into the hospital trying to claim there was chemicals and then spraying people with water and so on. They had no hazmat suits on at all. I'm a hazmat officer, so I can tell you this is pure BS. And the fact that Trump went on that and tried to call Animal Assad and do this, and he has it's only one off, because apparently the day before yesterday, 12 missiles tried to strike the Homs facility, which is one of these secret facilities. Guess what? We know everything about it. We had our own teams, not only from the United Nations, but the Pentagon visited in November, and there was nothing there. It was all taken out, even the means to make chemical weapons. So the idea that Assad, who is now winning the war, at the very last stages would do it, and this is what Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham said on Fox, everybody else, they try to call him a supporter of Russia. He's not a Russophile. He just simply thinks this is nuts. Now, Russia's not a good actor. They've got nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River in Venezuela. The same with the Chinese. They've got divisions of troops down in Venezuela because they want to attack us like the Cuban Missile Crisis from the south. They're hacking into our power grid, our water supply, and our airports, the Russians, as well as the Chinese. And the Chinese have got 250,000 just in Tianjin alone, called the Blue Army, hackers in the Chinese Communist Party. And people think that we shouldn't clamp down on the finances of these oligarchs in Russia and so on. That's the problem. North Korea is just a symptom. They're the pimple on the boil of the abscess of us not lancing like a surgeon going in and doing an evacuation of the abscess geopolitically of the communists in Russia and China. We don't deal with it, and then we try to say there's a military option when there isn't. So Trump is not on the rails right now. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's not with it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to hear.
Yeah.
I want to hear your analysis, because I think Trump needs to have us as his advisors. Whoever's around him is an idiot, and they're going to get us into a lot of trouble, and we're not prepared to deal with a nuclear war with Russia. As you said before the show, 200 mercenaries that are Russian, not the Russian army, have died already in Syria trying to fight for Bashar al-Assad. So, after my little rant, I want to hear from Lowell Ponte. Lowell, I'm a bystander here, but I have classified sources of information, and having been inside the government with above top secret clearance, I can tell you what I see going on with Trump doesn't make me happy. I'm not happy with Trump at all. I think Trump, he either has lost his mind, he's been threatened, or he's getting extremely bad advice, and he's going to destroy his presidency if he continues this.
Or maybe he was Waggy the dog. Maybe he was doing what had already worked. What needs to be understood... this morning, for example, an American thinker, J.R. Dunn, who's the managing editor and a very well-connected military historian, points out that the strike carried out against Syria this last time, half the missiles launched were actually 30-year-old BGM-109 Tomahawks. That, he says, is the equivalent of Colt peacemakers as far as the world of missile development is concerned. It's 30-year-old technology. Right. And as a result, it certainly works better than a primitive country. It wasn't being intensely opposed by Russia because they didn't really care about the targets they were aimed at. We'd made it very clear to the Russians what we were going to hit and what we were not going to hit. Assad had already moved his most critical jets, for example, reportedly to Iran or other places where they would not be destroyed
right.
in a serious broader U.S. strike. The Russians knew we were not going to directly attack them, and in any event, they moved some of their ships offshore and so on. So it was not a serious attack, and it was not a serious defense, but it sure looked good.
Well, it was a made-for-TV movie. And I think the posturing has threefold. Number one, it wanted to make Trump look like he's like a real tough guy. Number two, it was trying to posture before he meets in either May or June with Kim Jong-un and Mr. Xi to try to scare them into a deal. But to be honest with you, I don't think, knowing Korean mentality, because the Koreans mentally are the toughest people on earth, they're not going to be scared into anything, but they can have be negotiated. If you say, I'm going to feed your people, and I'm not going to have a war crimes tribunal, and I'm going to bring factories, and I'll over a period of, say, 10 or 20 years after we sign a peace treaty which ends the armistice, we are going to actually do a on-site evaluations to make sure you're not either developing missiles or nuclear technology, we can do a deal that's verifiable on the ground. But one of the things that Kim and, of course, you're talking about, the idea of removing the nuclear umbrella, which is totally insane, removing it not only from South Korea, but right across the Sea of Japan, Japan. And that's why Shinzo Abe is now meeting very nervously with Trump, because he doesn't want Trump to try to offer everything on the table to China and North Korea to get a deal. And unfortunately, the deal maker sometimes does really stupid things. For example, his offer for DACA to give him 1.8 million citizenship, when really they need to have a pathway to citizenship that's verifiable by behavior. And the idea is that we want a broader immigration bill that deals with the whole issue, so we don't have chain migration and we don't have a lottery system that doesn't bring people we need for industry. We want a system set up so it's not catch and release, it's catch and detain, either in a work camp, and then after a couple of years of good behavior, you can be released into the community with a tracker anklet like somebody who's been committed a crime. And coming into America illegally is a crime if you don't come in legally. And if they did that, I call it Bracero 2 program. And I think that could happen.
You will notice that the new omnibus bill explicitly reduced funding for any kind of holding facility or imprisonment of people coming across, making it much harder. I mean, the argument will be someone runs up to you and says, I want asylum. You say, normally I would immediately put you in a detention center, but there are no detention centers. They're already full.
And well, actually, because I have access to classified information, how much room do you think we have in our civil detention camps already built across America? How much room do you think we have?
Oh, if you're talking about built across America, there are...
They're already there. They're already there. Well, how much room do you think...
The camps that were built to hold Americans, not...
Right. These are camps to hold Americans. If they have a capacity right now, 15 million can be stored in civil detention camps. Fully, no problem at all. In other words, you can also bus them out to work to pick fruit or do whatever, build things. Like the Bracero 2 program, and if they had good behavior, say, for a year or two, release them into the community with a tracker anklet, like many of my criminal patients that would have a tracker anklet when they came for a medical exam, and if they tried to take it off, it would show their GPS coordinates so they could be picked up by police or the sheriff's office easily. The problem is that we don't want to institute something like that, because what's really going on now is the Democrats are trying to maneuver some way or other, even lowering the voting age in Washington, D.C. to 16 so they can get instant voters. Because most of these people that are illegal are going to vote Democrats, even though the Republicans actually want to give a deal to the DACA and to streamline immigration. The immigration Damocles sword the Democrats always hold over the U.S. government and the people, because they want instant Democrats, because they're starting to lose hold. As women get older, they go from being very liberal to being conservatives, especially if they marry and have kids. They turn conservative. And especially after the craziness that there's no real policy, the Uber left doesn't have a policy for real Americans. It's got a policy to kind of tribalize everything and break everything down to different tribal groups. So the Democrats have basically lost their way. And the problem is that they don't have a star to come through. It's not like The Rock. Right now, his movie out that we'll probably see this weekend, my daughter already saw it, called, what's it called? It's like Rampage, where this giant ape is rampaging against another giant creature. Well, guess what? Rock or anybody else in Hollywood, no matter how nice their personalities or how likable they are, there's nobody to actually do things for the American people. And Trump had an agenda, but he's blowing it. He's blowing it. He needs to get back on track to get health care done, and he can do it in pieces. Don't try one bill. I've been saying this for a year plus. Do it in little pieces to fix the health care system. Number two, build a wall with the money you already have for the military and block back that money so the pro-life Christians wonder what the hell you're doing giving $500 million to a Planned on Parenthood. Trump is off the rails when he actually attacks Syria, and he has no follow-up plan. If the Russians decide to start doing anything really aggressive, what are we going to do about it? What I've heard is that there's cyber attacks by Russia, since we've hit the buildings that are probably empty inside Syria, has increased dramatically. So instead of us clamping down on the money for Putin and his oligarchs and shutting down their ability to do cyber attacks to shut down our power grid and our commerce and our airports, instead of doing that, Trump is trying to threaten he's got a military action in Syria, and he has nothing. He's not going to put 250,000 troops in there, and he doesn't have the money to do it either. Our military is not even ready. 5 out of 58 divisions aren't ready for battle. So I'm amazed that Trump is starting to show signs of what I call presidential dementia syndrome. Maybe he's got so many people around him, he can't keep his head straight. I don't know what's going on, but he's not the guy we elected.
Okay, I should say, to amplify your remarks, the Democrats obviously cannot rely by winning on the electorate we have now, which is largely against them. So they are importing and manipulating to create a new electorate, a new kind of gerrymandering. They are not only allowing a flood of millions of illegal aliens into the country and immediately giving them the vote. You'll remember last week.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just how California has already engaged in an act of secession. And it's already started.
So I don't know why Trump hasn't actually made a formal statement that the senators and congressmen can't even sit in the government. If we deceded the congressmen and senators from California, that would immediately bring a constitutional crisis, would have to go to the Supreme Court. And they'd say, guess what? You guys have seceded. Until you change your laws, your senators and congressmen can't sit. That would change things, wouldn't it?
That's what I think of. Yep.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Agent.
Give us your analysis of what you see going on here, because I'm boggled. I know Trump has a lot of power. He doesn't need to consult Neil Gorsuch, who kind of put the screws to him by not clarifying the law. In the Congress, who passed this crazy omnibus bill, now Ryan's leaving, probably knows that it's not going to be a blue tsunami. It means they're out for his hide, the elements within the Republican Party, and it looks like the replacement for Ryan's going to be a conservative Republican, so hopefully they'll be backing Trump, at least after the 2018 elections, if Trump is smart enough to campaign for the pro-Trump people. But Trump's got to get back on track. He's got to stop thinking another attack on Syria is a good idea, which he kind of coached in his initial tweets. But on the other hand, he's got to realize that Russia and China are not competitors. They're enemies. And the enemies can be dealt with financially very easily with a couple of executive orders from the president. They can squeeze the hell out of them. And we'll stop the cyber attacks and the posturing in the South China Sea with these weaponized islands and the posturing to support Kim Jong-un, who actually could hit U.S. cities for the last 3 years. And Trump is lying to us that 103 missiles made their targets when we know only 71 did. I am very familiar with the S-400 system. There's no damn way those missiles get in, including the 12 missiles that Israel tried to send in, which are a lower-grade missile. They were all knocked out before they hit Homs. So the Israelis have a vested interest in keeping us in the Middle East. They don't want 2,000 troops. They want 20,000 or 100,000 or 200,000 troops. And they want us to have a full presence, nose-to-nose, against the Russians, which is extremely dangerous right now. And I don't understand Trump. Trump basically should admit the fact, if you want to stop Russia, squeeze them financially and they'll collapse internally because they're a gas station pretending to be an empire.
Well, the challenge always is you're trying to maintain a balance of power in the world, as we have with empires versus empires. Russia is incredibly vulnerable. I mean, as you say, we could, in a sense, snuff them anytime we wanted.
We need to snuff them. Russia basically is got bases inside Venezuela. They've got nuclear submarines tunneling to the sides of the Orinoco River, which is a very broad, deep river. The Chinese have got entire divisions in Venezuela. It's like many times worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah,
but our government's.
But in economic terms, not only are they dependent on gas and oil, the Russian economy is smaller than the GDP of Texas.
It is half
the size of the GDP of California. By the way, some of the things we were talking about, I forgot to give the phone number. Get the book for free, didn't I?
Yeah, you got to give the phone number.
Yeah. So if people want, I'll give people a moment to get pencil and paper, and we'll do that. But in the meanwhile, Rob Rosenstein, what should be done with him? Well, there's something that is often forgotten. He can't just. They talk about fire him. That's a big thing. They talk about all kinds of things akin to that. But there's a power that isn't being talked about. And that is, when Congress says they're going to hold him in contempt, congressional contempt is a very special thing, and guess what? Under our Constitution, there exists and has been used in the past, in the early 1800s, the power to jail people they hold in contempt. In other words, Congress could order Rosenstein to be jailed in a congressional jail.
Right.
And kept there until he recants and turns over all the documents unredacted that he has been hiding.
Well, I think the heads of the committees that are actually involved with this are angry enough now to do something like that. I think that the first thing that needs to happen right now is that Trump needs to direct Sessions to fire Rosenstein, not Mueller, and then to put a new deputy attorney general, or to quit himself and go back to become a candidate for the fall elections. Because if Sessions goes back to, I think it's Tennessee, he'll get elected over the other idiot that was there, this false Republican candidate, this young so-called ex-Marine or whatever he is, and he'll get reelected. And I think that's what Sessions should do. He's not a very good attorney general. Somebody's got him by the short woolies, as they say.
Are you talking about the Republican senator,
yeah,
Tennessee?
Yeah, Republican senator from Tennessee. He needs to go back there instead of being attorney general. He should fire Rosenstein right now.
You heard what Bob Corker has just said, haven't you?
Wait, what did you say?
Bob Corker, the senator who says he's quitting, has said he will not campaign against the Democrat running in that race. In fact, he gave wonderful praise to the Democrat who's running. He's trying to set up the Republican there to lose.
Really?
Which shows you just what a large person he is, like Comey himself. By the way, the other fear, you're right about Democrats being in a terrible panic. So they not only are trying to gerrymander the election by allowing millions more illegals in, and as they did in California, give them the right to vote immediately. Anytime they apply for a driver's license, they are registered as voters, and they do not have to prove, nor does California have to collect, any evidence that they really are citizens. And if they vote illegally as a result of that process, they are immunized from criminal prosecution by the state of California. Which I think tells you something about the intent. But they are also, as you said, in Washington, D.C., trying now to enfranchise 16-year-olds. More than that, they are trying to disarm and disenfranchise senior citizens. How would they do that, you say? Oh, well, by pleading mental incompetence.
Well, they've done it with our veterans already. When the veterans come back, if their wife is doing their tax report, or if they've had a short spell of depression or PTSD after coming back from 3 tours of duty, they actually were carrying a weapon and doing things overseas with us, but they can't have a weapon or even buy bullets when they come back home. And that's now, the numbers up to several hundred thousand have actually been literally declared without a proper hearing or even a mental status evaluation that they're mentally incompetent and can't carry a gun or buy bullets.
And you know what's so strange about that? They're willing to use that to disarm those who are, as you say, veterans and so on. They're willing to use mental incompetence as a reason to take away the votes, not just the guns, from senior citizens.
Right.
But if you're in a mental hospital, or if you're in a facility where you are so incoherent that nurses would have to fill out any documents you need, you will have your right to vote reinstated to you. By the way, so will felons. In many states, such as...
I know, that's amazing. I saw that in various states. I think even...
By the way, convicted felons tend to vote up to 88% Democrat. That's what... In other words, they vote for criminals like themselves, who will then say in office, oh, I was elected with the felon vote. What can I do to serve felons? Is that really the kind of congressman you want? The point is, if they are going to let mental incompetence in mental hospitals vote, who is taking care of those people? Oh, government-licensed social workers. They will be allowed to fill out absentee ballots. In other words, they can vote any way a good leftist would vote.
Well,
they just write an X because they have the power to sign for the mentally incompetent person.
Let's say
free votes for Democrats.
Let's say you have a 55-year-old Republican supporting veteran who had a temporary period of depression, is off the meds now, but now to be declared mentally incompetent, even though he drives his own vehicle, does everything, even runs a home business. And let's say his wife does his tax return because she's just good at taxes. Maybe she's been a tax accountant or a bookkeeper. What they've done is this same man, 55, let's say, could go and train 30 or 40 young men and women to be in a militia basically in 6 to 10 weeks, and now they've amplified his force, so he's shown them how to fire a gun, how to actually march, how to actually do military operations with a very minimal amount of equipment, and that's what they're afraid of. They don't want to have veterans, 23 million veterans in this country, 94 million armed Americans, because these veterans can amplify their power. You know, if they don't go into combat, they can train young people, say 18 to 25, 30, to actually take over their position and defend the Republic against maniacs like these dumb and rats, or dummy, I call the demon rats, or the Republic rats. The right wing.
Just for the record, a militia member is defined as anyone, any adult male in the United States with the
intention of terrorism. Keep that thought.
Hear that.
Back. So, a couple of quick announcements. Firstly, if you want to watch listen to the Nutramedical Report, you can do it through podcasts, through iTunes, etc. You can actually sign up over at my media site, Deagle-Network. You can also cross-index. All the shows are cross-indexed with words, titles, people we have on the guests, subtopics. So Deagle-Network is a place to go. We also podcast out through Spreaker, Daily Motion, BitChute, Vimeo, etc. And we've now sent our shows over the last year or so, year and a half, over to Revolution Radio Late Night. It goes over to their channel too. And we'll also be sending them over soon to Red State Radio. And on the weekend, I will be doing a two-hour show on Red State Radio live. And I want to invite people like Lowell to come on the program. The thing is, they're able to accept calls through the SoundCloud, which is really cool. And my greatest concern is that I'm not getting virtually any tough questions from anybody in years. I mean, I'm amazed because I tell people I don't want you to agree with me or think I'm some kind of informational poobah. I want you to say dialogue, even just ask better questions. Afterward, to pray on it after you do some research so you can check the actual open facts that are in the open media from AP Newswire, Wikipedia, wherever you are, so you can actually discern if what's true or not, and even watch video clips and check out books like your book. I want people to get that number again, how to get the book, because once they start reading and asking better questions, people will change their worldview, and the solution is there. The solution is not there because we elect the right politician. It's because people ask better questions, change their worldview, and then take action, right?
Oh, sure. And this current book, Money, Morality of the Machine, by Craig Smith and myself, Craig, you see on every week with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, goes into the kind of traps that are being set by the government for you, how they are stealing your vote, and much, much else. Oh, and how... indeed, some of the great prophets may be right. We may be living in a computer reality right now, know it or not. But you can get the book absolutely free and postpaid by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. It will not cost you a penny. Of course, if you'd prefer, you could always spend $20 and get it at Amazon. But as a Dr. Bill listener, you get it absolutely free and postpaid.
Yeah. So what do you think of what's going to happen next? Because what I need to see is Trump refocusing, putting the squeeze financially on Russia and China to stop the cyber attacks, repositioning to try to stop being just like a mafia tough guy when he meets Xi or Kim. That's not going to win over people to do what you want. You want to squeeze somebody, you squeeze their bank accounts. You don't threaten them that you're going to have a military strike when that counterstrike that they can do with 18,000 tube rockets within artillery range of Seoul makes it impossible. Even General Mattis knows that. And even General Mattis had to walk back to make sure that of the three options that Trump had, he only chose the least, which is without verification to attack empty buildings and have no follow-up to it, which basically makes Trump look impotent. And Trump tried to pretend all 103 struck. Come on now, Trump. And this is one thing I have to agree with Comey that makes me angry that I have to agree with him. That if you're going to lie about small and large things, whether it's Stormy Daniels that you had a relationship with, who cares? In fact, the fact that you're horny makes me more willing to vote you as a president. You actually had male hormones. But don't try to lie about it, and don't try to lie about the fact your missiles didn't get through the S-400 system. It was all a show play for Mr. Xi and Mr. Kim Jong-un when you meet him in May or June. So let's be a little bit more honest. The public is not stupid, Trump. We want to support you. In fact, as I say, Trump Pinocchio, I want you to become a real-life Christian boy. Stop being a wooden president, directed by globalists all around you, and with a pope on speed dial who's actually pulling your strings through these agencies and these individuals. It's disgusting. Stop it. And stop letting your high-level, Scottish right Freemasonry think doing what is right in your own eyes is going to get past the American public. It's not. You need to pass an immigration bill. You need to build a wall. You need to make sure you don't have catch and release. You need to deal with sanctuary states, which likely San Diego voted for. And I want people to read this book, because if you don't ask better questions, and that's why I'm really glad to be able to do a show over also on Red State Talk Radio, because I don't get questions. I beg even people, my co-hosts, to ask a question they wouldn't ask any individual decently on earth unless they had Moses in front of them with God whispering the answer in the ear, and I get no tough questions. I haven't had tough questions in years, probably half a decade. It's really just aggravating to me, because I don't presume I know everything, but my mind can cut through, I call it like a Gordian knot with the sword of the mind, and I can chop it up and say, hey, just like Alexander the Great, I don't need to untie the knot. I'll just cut it. Nobody said you can't untie it by cutting it. Well, let's cut through all the BS and get down to the real facts. What Trump is doing is stupid. What he's trying to do is very obvious to anybody, including Mr. Putin, who's a chess player and doesn't drink vodka. And Mr. Xi's laughing his head off and coming into negotiations in June with his proxy, which is what Russia and China are doing with not only cyber hacking, but with Mr. Kim, who's armed to the teeth with weapons that can take out San Francisco or Washington, D.C. And if they think, and Trump lies to the public that we have missile defense, he's a liar. I know from the inside we do not have functional civil defense against incoming nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons on missiles. We don't. And that's something that Trump needs to smarten up and stop lying and start rebuilding it. So in the end of his two terms of office, we do have missile defense, and then when we deal with cyber attacks and we deal with Russia and China, they take a backseat, and we can just say, listen, we're going to cut off your bank accounts. You can't strike us with missiles now, so forget it. When we say it's our way or the highway, it means something. Right now, it's all bluster, isn't it?
And by the way, one of my think tank specialties in the olden days was terrorism. The fact is, whether Kim has missiles or not, the logical delivery system for many of these weapons is a terrorist. And as long as we leave our southern border wide open, you're just saying, come hit us.
But exactly.
One of the nice things about terrorism is you can destroy an American city and not even leave evidence of where the strike came from.
Right.
We wouldn't even know who to counterattack.
Well, Napolitano, which was the female former head under Obama, made the statement that only 2% of nuclear traffic coming through the southern border in large trucks could carry not a suitcase nuke, but a truck-sized nuke. And they don't scan every one of these entry points across the Mexican border to make sure they're not carrying a large truck-sized nuclear bomb. Just like that movie that came out a few years ago. What was it called? It was about the Midwest town where they actually moved these truck-like-sized nuclear bombs to all kinds of cities. It was an operation of the intel agencies planning this, not a foreign power.
The series called something like Joshua, something like
that. That's right. It was Joshua, yeah. So people have to understand there's dark powers within the powers that be that will kill 3,000 people at 9/11, which is the demolition of those buildings. And by the way, if they hadn't notified people, including my wife's first cousin who was in the tower, she was an Amex worker, and this lady's mother and my wife's mother were sisters. So I can tell you what's going on right now is total BS, and as the exit examiner for the Murrow building, and being threatened because I found out that they actually put nukes inside there to demolish it because they're getting rid of the records for the nuclear exposure to depleted uranium and the squalene-laced vaccines, and the guy that corroborated it, Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert, they offered him $1 million. He came out a few months ago on John B. Wells' show on the 5th of December. On the 22nd, they tried to kill him in a head-on accident. I got him on my show shortly thereafter, and he was in such pain because he had damaged the lower cervical vertebrae. Thank God he's well enough. He came back on 2 weeks ago, and I'll get him back on regularly. But he corroborated everything I said, and I got fired and death threats. And being legal, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. I demanded a check of $50,000, a letter of reference the next day, and I got him. and I threatened Major Swinder and the board. If they came within 500 miles of me and my family, I had friends in Delta Force, so I was going to take them out. And that's why I stopped death threats. You know why? I'm the big bad wolf. I'm not Bambi.
Yeah, okay? And we should add parenthetically that America's pioneers would have been perfectly able to handle many kinds of terrorism, including some of these threats.
Right.
The difference today is so many of us are dependent on government. So many of us are ill-educated. So many of us don't even know how to read or write adequately. When that crisis comes, you're going to need gold, guns, grub.
Exactly.
You're going to need pharmaceuticals. You're going to need all kinds of things. If you're prepared, survive. Not prepared.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a matter of if you'll survive, it's do you want to survive? We need to get you on air where we won't get knocked off by Skype. Maybe we'll get you on the Lucy app. That'll even be better. I'm trying to get the specs from George here at GCN because it's fantastic. I'd have my computer, my iPad, my iPhone, so even if the internet goes down, we can still connect to the studio. Thank you, as always, Lowell. Amazing articles. The book again, that number,
800-630-1492.
Excellent. Get the book free. Get informed. Ask better questions. Pray on it. Study. And then take action.
Individuals,
amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.